The saint whose feast we celebrate today, and of course there are two. The first, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And she was the daughter of the King of Hungary, and she was married to the Landgrave of Thuringia. Interesting, she was born in 1201, and it was only at the age of 13 that she was betrothed and married to her husband. And he was only a few years older than she. So it was a very young marriage. Nevertheless, they had four or five children, one a son, the others daughters. And then he went to battle against the infidels in the Middle East. And he never was to come back. He died while there, probably of a fever, but he commanded to his men that when they returned home, they should take care of his queen. And he knew well what he was talking about. His father, who had been king before, his wife, his widow, was very much against Elizabeth. And she mistreated her and her children terribly and accused her of stealing money. There is a cry room back there. Please use it. I cannot deal with that. Now, I said, either that or get out. The husband mistreated her. The mother-in-law mistreated her terribly. And one day she took her to the cathedral with her. And the young Elizabeth prostrated herself before the crucifix and on the altar, took her crown off. And she said, "Why are you doing that?" He says, "I cannot wear a crown of pearls when my Lord and my God is suffering on the cross, wearing a crown of thorns." And so she pulled her up. And after that, the treatment got worse. Not long after that, she was thrown out of the palace. She was the queen, not the old lady. She was the queen. But they threw her out, and there was nobody that would even touch her. She had given food to many poor people, open hospitals and hospices and many things. None of the people that she helped would even so much as look at her. That just shows you the way people are. They are so fatuous and so ephemeral, and one day they love you, the next day they hate you. Remember that. And then, so she was put out. No one would take her in, so she went to her uncle, the Bishop of Bamberg, and he took her in. In the meantime, she opened up several monasteries and became a Franciscan tertiary herself. Then things changed for some reason. Her husband's men came from the battle, and they said, "What is going on here? Why are you doing this?" And so she was brought back, but she didn't really care about any of that power and money and influence. So either way, she tried to do the best she could and continued to take care of the people of the kingdom and the poor of the kingdom, to whom she was particularly enamored. She died very, very young, at the age of 30, in 1231, and not too long after that, of course, she was canonized. So she is and was a very, very popular saint in all of the church, and especially in the eastern half of Europe, because that is where she mostly lived. And so today we give thanks to God for St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Also today we commemorate the Holy Pope, St. Pontian, who was not only a pope, but also a martyr who suffered terribly for Christ. And the short end of the stick is that if we wish to go to heaven with Christ, we have to suffer here on earth. And so it's very important that we do this. In addition, every so often things pop up, and it has been brought to my attention, something that is upsetting to me, and I thought that they had left or whatever, but there is a Sarvakantis group here in town. And as far as I knew, the priest was not even validly ordained. I don't know. I don't have his certificate. But anyway, they Sarvakantis, which means they say there is no pope. And anybody who is in that position is excommunicated and is a heretic, because the pope is necessary. Even the Society of St. Pius X says you must have a pope in order to have a church. And so they accept Pope Francis, Pope Leo now, and they do not say, well, I don't like him, so I don't believe that he is the pope. There has to be a pope in order for there to be a church. And someone who does not believe in the pope is not a member of the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And of course, we need to be very careful with this, and do not listen to anybody who tells you otherwise. And so we pray daily at the Mass, at the canon of the Mass, for Pope Leo XIV. We may not always like the Pope or like everything he says or does, but he is the Pope. And so we pray for him. May the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and all the saints help him and protect him and be with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.